AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the message in Afghanistan is...
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
The president also said he's committed to evacuating all Afghans who assisted the war effort. There's been chaos at the Kabul airport as people try to get out as the Taliban takes control.
We made clear to the Taliban that any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat.
The president says they don't yet exactly know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. He says the mission there is over.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuations will continue at the Kabul airport. There was a pause for several hours. A federal appeals court is allowing a federal coronavirus-related pause on evictions to remain in place. It could end up before the Supreme Court. The Biden administration let an earlier moratorium run out last month, saying it had no legal authority to allow it to continue. This one was approved by the CDC. People along the New England coast are bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Henri. Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center says Henri could be a soaker.
On Sunday, the system slows down, and that could prolong the rainfall, increase the chance for flooding, and definitely an impact to the wind. Down trees, power lines. So there's some significant impacts associated with this system.
Henri could be a hurricane by then. It's been 30 years since New England was hit by a hurricane. A killer whale died unexpectedly at SeaWorld San Diego. The cause of death was not immediately known. SeaWorld says the 6-year-old female orca named Amaya had been showing signs of illness. Stocks are higher, not high enough though to erase losses earlier in the week. This is AP News. Northeast Florida has become a coronavirus hotspot.
In Jacksonville, the caseload at Baptist Health's hospitals is more than double last summer's, and Dr. Timothy Groover sees a change in the patients filling the wards.
It's attacking the younger, and the younger are sicker, and they're sicker quicker.
Baptist Health is making do by converting empty spaces, adding more than 100 beds. They're also working overtime to persuade people to get vaccinated.
It's one person reaching out to areas where they have influence, and I think that's how we win this game.
Florida currently accounts for about 20% of cases nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
San Francisco became the first major city in the country to require proof of full vaccination against the coronavirus for people dining inside restaurants, working out in gyms, and attending indoor events. It goes further than the mandate in New York City. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.